Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Now let's get to Aaron Glenn. A couple of things from his press conference today. Number one, let's start with Breece Hall. Breece Hall has that Instagram post the other day. Well, he wasn't asked directly about Breece and his Instagram post. He was asked about, hey, you guys are 0-6. There are a lot of rumors about you guys trading Breece Hall. Mm-hmm. You said before the season, Coach, you don't want to trade Breece Hall. Has anything changed, Coach?
They're rumors. Still feel the same way.
They're rumors, and I feel the same way. And then he abruptly ended the press conference.
And that was it.
That was it. That was his only mention of it. So I get nothing out of this other than he's not going to talk about it. But he also left open the possibility that Garrett Wilson could play on Sunday, even though there are reports that he's going to miss multiple weeks. So Aaron Glenn's new best friend, Brian Costello, decided to pepper him with questions about, wow, is Garrett Wilson really going to play on Sunday?
We'll see how he's progressing during the week.
So that means he's going to stop.
We'll see how he progresses during the week.
The MRI didn't show anything.
We'll see how he progresses during the week.
Aaron Glenn hates Brian Costello.
Yeah, he does.
We'll see how he progresses during the week.
Right, because he got heat for how he responded to him. That's why.
We'll see how he progresses during the week.
Now he doesn't want to respond to him.
Yeah, but, Coach, look, this isn't the make or break for you. What's making or breaking is the football team, clearly.
Yeah.
I don't think this stuff helps. Just answer the freaking question.
We'll see how he progresses during the week.
To repeat the same thing five times in a row is like, I don't know.
It just shows you're annoyed. But, and the last thing you want is for somebody who is outside of the organization to annoy you.
But okay.
Let it annoy you. Let it annoy you. I don't know. Be civil.
And here's the thing that really boggles my mind. And I'm not saying this because I like Brian Costello, because I've called Brian out before. He'll tell you. We've had our fights. He's literally doing nothing wrong. Like, I know, Sean, there are giant reporters that you think are rabble-rousers, and they're real jerks.
Yeah, I mean, at their jobs, not as people.
Well, just say their names. Who are the guys you hate? Pat Leonard, you don't like him.
I like Pat Leonard the person. I don't like Pat Leonard the reporter.
Oh, stop being sensitive. Who are the reporters that you can't
stand?
He
doesn't like Jordan Renan. Personally,
Daryl Slater's another guy, stiff.
You can't stand these guys, right?
Yeah.
And maybe you think they're starting stuff. And if that's the case, fine.
Yeah.
Brian Costello literally asked the coach, did you consider benching a quarterback who sucked?
We'll see how he progresses during the week.
And then today he's just like, so you're saying Garrett Wilson may play?
We'll see how he progresses during the week.
He didn't like try to get him on anything.
Yeah, but I get why you wouldn't want to give that away. Because it's just a competitive advantage. If now they don't think you're playing against Garrett Wilson, then he plays. It's manipulation of injury news.
No, you can do that, and I think you should do that. Yeah, I'm not even disagreeing with it. It's more just when you start repeating the same thing, you're pissed off at the guy. Mm. You're showing it. And really, you got nothing to be pissed off at Costello.
Oh, I see
about.
What you're saying. You're just saying because he's not even engaging.
Oh, I know why Glenn's pissed off. Same reason Joe is still pissed off at Costello. I know why. Tell you a secret about Brian Costello.
What did he do?
He voted against Mike Piazza once in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
What?
Yeah. I bet you Glenn hates it.
Why does he even know that?
I bet you it came out recently and Glenn's like, you voted against Piazza? Oh.
When you said Joe and voted against, I thought you were going another avenue. Not Piazza.
I don't know any of that. All right, let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. Craig is in Harrison. What's up, Craig?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, I'm calling from Deerfield Beach. And Evan, I just wanted to say that the Jets have been, I don't even know how to describe it, to be honest, but like, they've just been nothing but like a failure my whole life. And did you know that both of us like combined scored more like yards than like they did like at all last weekend?
Yes, unfortunately, I do. I thought you were going to say we scored more in high school than they score on a football field. And the answer is that's almost impossible. No offense to Craig. I know my own game. No, it's sad, bro.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
And you can hear it in his voice. I mean, you can hear it in Craig's voice. The New York Jets are killing us week by week by week. And so here's my attitude about Sunday. I'm going to the game. And I'm going to the game with an attitude that I'm actually going to bring to the basketball season, which is, you know what? I'm just here to have fun. I'm just here to eat a cheeseburger. I'm just here to smell the smells. I'm just here to have my arm around my son and teach him about the game of football. It's a beautiful sport. Just like basketball is a beautiful sport.
You going to opening night in basketball?
What was that?
Are you going to the opening night?
Of course, same attitude.
Did the Nets get relegated to the WNBA?
Well, I haven't heard that, Boomer.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's how I'm going to treat both. And that's what we as Jet fans have to do. We just have to go in expecting doom, and we're looking for other fun things. So if you're going to MetLife the way I am, it's about the food. It's about the tailgating. It's about, you know, bonding with your kid. Mm. That's what it's about. I thought I was going to lose Jet last night, though.
Why?
Dad, why do all our teams suck?
Oh man, that's worse than the birds and the bees convo.
That is so
And you know
bad.
What I said to him?
How did you respond to this?
I just explained why each team sucks.
Next
and I
suck.
Said, here's the deal, Jet. I'm never going to force you. Now, you know the way I am. I'm always going to be with our teams. And I think it'll be sweeter when we eventually win.
Mets suck.
But you do what you got to do. And he said, okay. And I said, oh, geez, where's this going? And he's like, no, I'm sticking with him. Mm. I'm just curious. Why do we suck? And then he asked, why do fans of another team, and he meant the Giants, why do they go out of their way to tell us we suck? And I said, because they're jerks. What do you mean? Like, why?
I don't. All Giant fans don't do that.
Are you nine anymore, Tiki?
No, that's true. That's a good point.
And I explained to him, I was like, look, are the Giants better? Yes, they are. They're 2-4. So he said to me, what should I say back to them the next time they say the Jets suck? And I said, you're not going to the playoffs either. Mm. And he's like, okay. So that's his new response to Giant fans.
I think being self-deprecating is easiest.
It is, but when you're nine.
Hey, the Jets suck, Jet. Yeah, we do.
Just go with that.
And it'd be like, and?
Batique, wouldn't you?
What next?
Batique, wouldn't you agree?
It's like the Eminem rant. Like, tell these people something they don't know about me.
That's true. It's a fair philosophy. But wouldn't you agree that the Giants aren't going to the playoffs?
Right now? No. Yes. So I agree with that.
So isn't that retort a fair one?
Until 2 weeks from now, they beat the Broncos and Eagles.
It is, but it creates a fight.
Not really. Just we're both not going to the playoffs.
Yeah, but then the Giant fans will say, yes, we are. Did you see how we beat the Eagles and the Chargers?
Yeah.
And we're going to crush the Denver Broncos, and y'all are still going to lose because you suck.
Yeah.
So it's just easier to say, yeah, we do.
Yeah. I told him to do that with the Nets because that one you can't fight. So I just said, with the Nets, just say, yeah, of course we suck.
Wait, with the Jets you can?
Well, what do you mean? No, because the other team is also on a different level of sucking. Like, the Knicks are a title contender.
Oh,
I lie to him about that.
I hear you.
New York Knicks could legitimately have a parade in June. So for me to say talk trash back to the Knicks would
be
stupid.
The alternative in basketball is actually very viable. For
right. So yeah, I tell him just live with the fact that we're terrible. I said with the Jets and the Giants, you can still fight by saying, well, you're not going to the playoffs either. It's like what you could say to a Yankee fan. You got eliminated too. I'm not arguing we're not worse, but I'm just saying for a 9-year-old, I think that's an easier retort.
No, no, no. You tell him it's very easy. I saw you picking the nose in the bathroom. Start a whole rumor about the kid in school. Let it lead to problems. That's the best way to get him
back. So change the subject.
Yeah.
Go the cooties route, for sure.
Best route. Let's go to Anthony in Summit, New Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Evan. So first of all, just because I'm also a fellow Mets, Jets, Nets fan, it's like it's nice to hear all the things that you say. Didn't plan on saying, but it's nice to hear everything. So I've been a Jets fan my whole life. I'm 25 years old. I'm watching the Giants game on Thursday night against the Eagles. They're kicking their butt. Jackson Dart comes out of the game, you know, with that injury. He's out for 3 plays, and he comes back in. And to see from the Giants fans at MetLife Stadium the love, the admiration, the hope, the optimism that they have. And I'm kind of thinking to myself, my question is, in the 25 years that I've been alive, I'm not sure I've really seen anything like that from Jets fans at MetLife Stadium. And maybe I have, and I just don't remember it. Like, I remember watching the playoffs in 2009, 2010. I remember when they almost made the playoffs in 2016. I'm just, Evan, my question is, have Jets fans had anything like that in my lifetime?
And you mean a player, Anthony, right? I think you're talking about a player doing that to you.
Yeah, there is no player. I think in terms of raw excitement, the one that jumps out at me was closing down Giant Stadium by making the playoffs. I mean, that is the ultimate. By beating the Bengals on Sunday Night Football to secure a postseason spot, we closed down Giant Stadium in the most epic, exciting, walking through the concourse with this kind of this hope that I don't think we ever had. The other one, and this is, again, before our last caller's time because of his age, was the day the Jets won the AFC East in shocking fashion in 2002, which included the help of a Patriot-Dolphin game and then beating the Green Bay Packers to secure a home playoff game, to which then they infamously beat the Colts 41-0.
Yeah, but is he talking about a moment, a game, or is he talking about the feeling that Jackson Dart gives Giant fans?
Yeah, if it's a player, it's never happened. It doesn't exist. No. It's done. Like, well, there, it doesn't continue. Like, there. I mean, I know there was excitement about Mike White, and there was excitement about you know, Curtis was a tremendous player to watch. But in terms of like the franchise quarterback giving you that excitement level. No,
yeah,
what?
But like you on prom night. It lasted for 10 seconds. Aaron Rodgers ran out with the American flag. That was the excitement. It just lasted one drive. That was your franchise quarterback running out.
Well, that's why I didn't use that.
But we're saying for a player, it just didn't last long. I mean, Jackson Dart could retire tomorrow and go be an actor.
Right,
we don't know if
it's
going to
last. Before game one.
Yeah.
The hype up to game one, that was it.
But you know what the difference is?
It's not sustainable.
Well,
it wasn't sustainable.
But also, and again, it's up to how you want to phrase it from our last caller.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.